It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Napoleon, Ridley Scott's 2.5-hour epic about Napoleon Bonaparte, the French general and emperor of France, who is portrayed here by Joaquin Phoenix. Even though he's a few inches taller than the real-life general, he has magnetism in that role, the kind that makes him versatile. The film is rated R, which means we get to see him battling countries and trying to impregnate his wife Josephine, played by Vanessa Kirby. Napoleon is Ridley Scott's first directorial film since House of Gucci, which I liked even less than this, but this is an improvement over that because of how graphic it chooses to be, how surprisingly funny it gets, and how consistent it is in presenting this history epic. I can't say everything is accurate because I don't know the whole story, and I think we would be better off seeing the director's cut, but still, Phoenix delivers another great performance as the general, and Scott directs the film as fresh entertainment. The film was co-distributed by Apple TV+, but as I've mentioned with Killers of the Flower Moon, please don't ask me when it will be released online because they haven't set a release date yet. In the meantime, it's playing in theaters nationwide. 3.5 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.